Ghost Beast!
Ghost Beast.
Ghost Beast!
A horror podcast. I'm Todd.
I'm Becca.
And we're going to watch every horror movie ever made. I think I did say that more like Mr. Beast. We're going to watch every horror movie ever made.
Oh, I don't like that.
And we're going to watch every horror movie ever made. So hang out with us for a spoiler-free review and content warning, followed by our full thoughts. Because today, we watched Final Destination 3 from 2006. It's directed by James Wong, who also directed the original Final Destination. Here we go. Continuing the formula. I mean, I'll just say right away, I think this one, like, the movies have been, like, slowly going downhill since the first one.
Yeah, that's no secret.
I think what I could say, though, to summarize how I feel about this one, is that it feels like a copy of a copy that is, like, slowly slipping downhill. But at least they are still just focusing on, like, you know what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, this is just a Final Destination movie.
Yeah.
Like, no more, no less. And it still has, like, some interesting setups for these freak accidents that we all love. But this time, the freak accident that they open the movie with is the roller coaster one at a theme park. And from there, I mean, if you've seen the movies, you know exactly how it's going to go. That she has a premonition, she freaks out, gets them off, and then death is chasing them the rest of the time. It's like they really have a formula now.
Yeah.
I think this was the last of the ones that you had already seen, right?
Yeah. This is the last Final Destination.
How much of this did you remember?
Well, I can't say specifically what I remember because it would be a spoiler.
Yeah.
But I do feel like it is also in the same realm of the log truck from the last one, but I won't say which kill exactly. But yeah, that was probably the most memorable part for me. I remember seeing this in theaters with my friends and, you know, it was just another Final Destination movie.
You're part of the generation raised on Final Destination.
Yes.
And all the cautionary tales.
Yeah.
In here, do not drive behind log trucks. That's another thing that's funny is that, like, we talked about how in the first one they use a lot of stuff that, like, people are already afraid of and play with that, and then the second one they're continuing it, and it feels like by the time we get to the third one, it's like we are reaching a little more. You know, like, you go from a plane to traffic to a roller coaster, which roller coasters, they're scary.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm really thinking about dying when I'm on one.
I mean, I probably am now, but, like, as I'm older. But even when I saw this movie, it didn't deter me from going on roller coasters.
That's what I was kind of getting at, is it feels like they were really scarring a generation in the beginning. And now, by now it's like, oh, yeah, that sucks, but I'm good. Like, it's not that bad. And I'm wondering, like, if that's just because you were getting older. Because there is the tanning bed one and you said that didn't really stop you.
Well, that was what I didn't want to mention, but...
Whatever.
Yeah, the tanning bed seat is probably another, almost in the same realm, I feel like, as the log truck, because I feel like a lot of people bring that one up.
Destroyed another small industry, yes.
I don't know if it did. Like, I mean, I was unfortunately tanning at that particular time, and I don't think anybody got deterred. The skin cancer wasn't enough. It wasn't going to be this.
Yeah, I guess so. Because I was saying, like, I feel like every time a new Final Destination comes out, there's, like, a whole bunch of small business owners that are like, please, no. Like, I'm wondering what's going to happen with the new one.
The next one will be a boba shop.
Oh, no. People are choking on it.
Oh, fuck. Shit. They do have that sign, though, at our boba shop.
The Final Destination sign?
What? They have a little sign that says, like, to be cautionary to not choke on the boba.
Yeah, it says children / elderly. Yeah. Shit, I didn't think about that. They're definitely going to fuck up the boba industry.
No
with
way.
The next one.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, everything is kind of like one step down. You know, like, the characters are just complete nothing at this point. They're just like caricatures.
They all follow the same. It's like girl lead, boy love interest.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. It's like every part of that, like, of the story. It's like, I guess by now it doesn't really matter. But I did like that stuff in the first one. I think they handled it really well. Now it's just like, nah, let's just lean into the theme park ride. Part of it all.
I don't know if anyone is really expecting much of a story at this point.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I'm not.
Yeah, no.
I mean this negatively.
No.
Look, we know what we're here for.
Yeah.
You know? I don't need to know that much more. My eyes still glaze over whenever they start, like, piecing together the clues and, like, the order of the deaths and stuff. I'm immediately just, like, check the fuck out. Like, I don't care. So, yeah, I'm totally fine with them just leaning into this stuff. Mm-hmm. But I guess it's, like, the intensity is getting lower, too, though. Because some of them, they're still, like, the effects are still good. You know, there's definitely some standout ones in here that are really cool. But it's starting to feel like even less and less realistic, you know, which maybe is a good thing. Maybe we don't need to be fully traumatized. But yeah, I'm just wondering, like, I could see the studio just pumping these out like with a lower and lower budget.
Yeah.
And it does show.
Yeah.
But look, it's fun enough. I consider this kind of the same level as the second one. It's like they're still just... They're doing it well.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Still fun.
I think this one actually is on the same level as the second one. And not in a bad way. It's just... No,
just not as good as the first one, but still just like...
It's
a good time.
Yeah, it still has memorable kills.
I think there was a point where I realized, though, like, can you imagine realizing you're in a Final Destination? If you're, like, standing in the kitchen and you see, like, a knife teetering on the edge and the microwave is sparking, and it's just like, oh, shit, I'm in a Final Destination. That would suck so bad.
Yeah, it would suck.
And I think they kind of play with that in this a little bit, too. Because they, in the beginning of the movie, just like in the last one, they figure out what's going on, like, right away. It's like, oh, shit, this is what happened to the people in the plane. We're in a Final Destination. I like that they're leaning into that, too. Instead of just pretending that everyone exists in a bubble and doesn't know anything about this stuff, that kind of makes it fun, too.
Yeah, it becomes a legend.
Yeah, and it becomes like, you know, there's certain characters who know they're in this shit and are being extra vigilant.
Yeah.
While there's other characters who are still, like, in the dark. But we can get into that more when we talk spoilers. But as for content warning, I mean, it's like we said... Would it be a spoiler to point out all the scenarios?
I don't know.
Here, we'll do it like this. We're done with spoiler free. Okay. We're gonna say what each of the setups is. So if you don't want to hear that, then skip ahead. Or stop. I mean, we're getting the spoiler free, so you can stop here. But if there's any like anxieties that you have that you are curious about, if they're reflected in the movie, we could say there's the roller coaster accident in the beginning. Then there's the tanning salon. Then it's the drive-through, I guess, if anybody's scared of that.
Well, there's like a truck involved.
Sure.
I guess.
We already got traffic in the last movie. Yeah. They can't double dip. Then we got, I guess, if you're scared of the gym. And then a hardware store. So that's what I'm saying. It's like they're not playing with the like fears as much. It's just more like...
It's kind of obscure.
What are, like, dangerous locations, I guess. But that's all we got as far as spoiler-free. Still good. Still looking forward to the next two.
Really looking forward. Which you haven't seen. I have not seen those. Yeah. Those ones, we'll see. But the new one I am actually really excited for.
We saw the trailer in front of Sinners. I'm glad we're saying this after we told people to turn it off. But we saw the trailer in front of Sinners. And this was actually the first time I'd seen the trailer because I was just like, I'm going to see the movie. I don't really need to see it. But I like that they just right away, you know what it is. Because they're setting it up like it's a Final Destination kill.
Well, the thing is that I personally think they started out kind of like ambiguous. Because I was like, what the hell am I watching? But, you know, I'm watching. And then, you know, the minute it starts to happen.
When you see that glass.
I was like, oh, no. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, like tricks you into it. It's an effective way of marketing it. Yeah. I don't know why they still included like the little story snippets. Because it's like, that's the shit nobody cares about.
Yeah, no.
So, unfortunately, it looks like there's going to be more story in this one. But, whatever. Anyway, let's just get into the spoilers. So, all right, this one... So the story there is, we could just talk about it right now because like, it's not like there's story beats to hit on or anything.
No, not really.
The main character, Wendy, She's the one who gets the premonition about them all dying on the roller coaster. We still don't know why these people are getting premonitions, where they're coming from, or did I miss that?
I don't know.
Okay. So she's able to save everyone except for her best friend and her own boyfriend because they like switch seats. Mm-hmm. But they're able to quickly put together that they are inside of a final destination without Tony Todd to explain it either, because he wasn't in this one.
No.
Which kind of sucks. I was hoping he'd be in every one.
Me too.
So they kind of figured it out on their own. And then the big clue is that she was taking pictures at the carnival. And in each of the pictures, you can see a hint about how the person's going to die, which is like, it's already kind of just, it's just a dumb idea to begin with. Like, who cares?
She's has very like lazy. The camera because she's in yearbook and she's taking photos for yearbook.
But it's the fact that, like, they come up with so many weird contrivances to keep them from just looking at all the photos and figuring it all out. Like, they come up with excuses not to look. Or wasn't it like she only had a few of the photos and they had to go somewhere to look at? Like, it was just much. Like, it's like, well, okay, just you win. Look at the photos of everyone.
Yeah, it was very weird. They were looking at them, like, one at a time, which didn't. Makes sense.
And the guy was saying he didn't want to look at his.
Which is fine. Don't look at yours.
I don't know. It's just we're definitely getting very lazy with these explanations. Not that we need them or anything. And I think toward the end, isn't it revealed that like there was some big disaster that was averted a while ago?
Yeah.
Do you remember? What was that?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I don't know. There was a lot of different. Well, they showed 9/11, which is wild.
Okay. Yeah, it was a little too soon for that.
No, but that was just wild. What year did this come out?
Yeah, I guess 2006. So I guess they're trying to show like disasters that may have been involved in Final Day. And it's like they showed 9/11. And it's like, bro, what are we doing?
Too soon. It seemed odd.
But it seems like they're piecing together that there was some big event where all these people survived, and it was like this generational thing. It's like they're expanding the story out more and more. It just makes it seem like death is really incompetent, you mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I get the same feeling, because it does seem like, okay, so people dodge you and then now you gotta backtrack like that wasn't part of your plan the whole time. What's happening here?
Yeah, it's just, that's such a weird detail, because it's like I guess it's kind of interesting that death has remained invisible. We're not getting like a death character, mm-hmm. and I hope it stays that way.
I hope it stays that way too.
But having it be this like this very ethereal thing, but there's like so much going on around that. I do like that they keep that kind of in the background.
I will say I'm a huge fan of when death is this
force of nature.
Yeah, it's a force of nature, but it's purposeful. Like, it has like odd movements to how they move objects to make it seem like he's interacting with the world. And I think that's really cool. And I wish they would lean into that more like they did in the first movie.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I do like that they're still able to keep people in the dark, because we mentioned how like people are starting to put it together that like we're getting to a point where everyone is just going to know what a final destination is, you know, because they figured out so fast. But the fact they can still have these characters who, like, don't know what's happening. Because the first big one after the roller coaster, which the roller coaster, I mean, it's so over the top.
Yeah, there's a lot happening. Because
they're going so fast on that fucking thing. That is kind of scary, though. It's pretty intense. But the tanning bed, I think that's, like, probably the real standout in this movie. Yeah,
it's so weird.
Well, it's just
freak.
It
accident.
Is weird, but it's like it's very terrifying. The idea of being trapped in this thing that's just getting hotter and hotter. Like, it's a pretty scary idea.
Yeah.
And they kind of, the way they draw it out and show like the machine itself is breaking as it gets hotter and hotter. So like the glass is breaking and shit. It's just
Their skin is melting. It's like,
yeah. That one was pretty intense. That was probably the most intense in the movie. That's the most like the original Final Destination. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think that's why a lot of people remember that so much, because it was so outlandish, which is.
Well, didn't affect you enough. You said you were still going to the tanning salon.
I did. That's, I watched that. Crazy. Still went to the tanning salon.
You're like, oh no. Anyways. But I mean, going from that to the drive-thru one, that's where I was like, drive-thru? Like, are people anxious about that?
I don't know. It was like a a truck like backed into it and then like a pole.
Yeah, I mean, it was it's interesting because that's when they're kind of waking up to the idea of being in a Final Destination. Mm-hmm. So when you see like the truck backing into them and trapping them, and they see this like zany thing happening behind them with the truck, and you're just kind of like, oh shit, what's happening? That's still kind of cool. And I will say, like, the actual kill when the engine goes through the guy's fucking head, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah,
that was a really insane effect.
Yeah,
we both were like, oh shit, when that happened.
Really well done.
It's kind of like in the last one with the glass pane that fell on the kid. Oh, it's like that just level of crazy practical effect.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. But after that, I mean, the rest are just kind of silly because we have the fucking gym where everyone is just like going way too hard.
They were like all working out at max.
Oh, yeah. There's like grunting. So much dangerous shit happening.
It's and like, there's like loose swords on on the ceiling for some reason.
That one's just funny because the guy seems to be like in denial about his fate and then just gets obliterated. And yeah, and the last one is with the hardware store, other than like the epilogue.
The nail gun.
Chekhov's nail gun.
Yeah. Because
he's using it to shoot fucking birds or something.
I don't know. Some psychopathic behavior. Yeah, crazy.
But you just know that someone's going to die by nail gun.
Well,
which is exactly what happens.
Well, yeah. But that guy, that character was like, like a really bad version of Christian Slater.
Oh, like, yeah.
I don't want to. Okay, look, I don't want to dunk on it, but it was really like he's trying to be like he's in Heathers or something, but it was so out of place. I was very confused by it.
They were definitely like tertiary characters. He didn't really do much in the movie.
Yeah.
Although I guess we do get that the subway kill, because I guess that's the thing is I feel like the other movies have all done this where I'll give them credit for kind of closing the loop so that the sequels aren't just like following the same character. Because I think that is when it would get too convoluted. If it's like continuing the story for this one character, I like that they're able to be like, all right, this movie's over. You can start over with a new idea. Because all the surviving characters get killed on the train. And that one's pretty crazy too. That like all the kills are like fucking brutal. Like the guy who got sucked out the window was like, holy
traumatizing.
Shit.
Traumatizing.
But it did look like everyone was just getting evaporated in this accident.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have their bodies like laying on the ground looking kind of normal. No, they all like completely exploded during the scene. Maybe the VFX artist just got a little too carried away with that part. But it's like, it's a good way to end it. I support it.
I mean, these movies have like a weird line for me because the kills are so funny and good and traumatic, but the story is just like, I don't know.
Nobody cares.
What it does well, it does very well. And I feel like I say that a lot for things, but.
Yeah, it's true though, because it's the ultimate version of this where they have this big concept for a horror movie. And with each one, it's like, no, we're just going to lean into that more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always the problem with horror sequels is the first thing that they think of is like, okay, well, we have to answer these questions now. And that's what kind of takes it downhill because nobody cares about that. So I like that we're still in this realm of like, no, we're just going to do the greatest hits and that's it. Mm-hmm. We're not going to answer any questions. But we do have two more and I've heard that they are not very good.
I have heard the same.
So that makes me nervous because it's like, I don't know how you've screwed this up. You know what I mean?
I don't know. We're going to find out together.
I guess we will see. That's all I got.
Mm-hmm.
You got anything else?
No.
You can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can also search for Ghost Beast Pod and you can follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd where we rank everything we cover. Found the spot. I put it above Superhost and right below Final Destination 2.
Yeah.
Sounds good. That's number 91 on our list. You can contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. What was the most traumatic Final Destination kill for you? Bye.